Sometimes a little serendipity is all you need with science. In this case, lizard science. Colin Donohue is a Harvard researcher who spent time on those far-flung Caribbean islands of the Turks and Caicos last September. He was studying a small lizard called the anole. When Hurricanes Irma and Maria hit the islands just days after he left, he took advantage of the abnormal conditions. He quickly returned to study how the storms had impacted the lizard population.
We'd found that the hurricanes had actually induced natural selection in the populations. The lizards had changed in several different traits related to how well they can hold on to branches in high winds.
Get this, their special grippy toe pads were bigger after the hurricanes, and the front arms of the lizards were longer, better for wrapping around a branch and hanging on for dear life.
We think that the cause of this huge change in both of the populations was just because the storms had simply wiped out the lizards with smaller toe pads and shorter arms.
And when we're talking huge limbs, how big are we talking?
So the difference in the limbs was subtle. The forelimbs were on average about 2% longer, and the toe pad change was actually larger, closer to 9%. So the changes were subtle. We probably wouldn't have noticed them just by holding the lizards in our hands. But that the changes were consistent between the two populations that we looked at made us confident that this wasn't just a fluke.
It's kind of surprising. Were you surprised?
I was surprised. You know, going back to Turks and Caicos so soon after our first visit, I really wasn't sure what to expect. I mean, we had some hypotheses about traits that are usually related to gripping ability, but these hurricanes were just so intense that we really didn't know if survival would just be random, luck of the draw, instead of related to some of these traits of the lizards themselves. So running around catching the lizards, we really weren't sure what we were going to find. And it was only until after all of the measurements were in and the numbers crunched that we realized that a natural selection had taken place.
Is it true that you tested out exactly how much better these lizard toes were at clinging to surfaces using a leaf blower?
Yes, so we had two different experiments, one directly looking at the clinging capacity of toe pads of different sizes. Now, the leaf blower experiment was actually for an entirely different question. As we were heading back to Turks and Caicos, we really weren't sure whether the lizards were, what they were going to do during the hurricanes. Were they going to hold on tight or run down into the roots of a tree? So if they ran into the roots, then of course survival would just be kind of random. It wouldn't necessarily be related to their toe pads. So we decided to test lizard behavior during hurricane force winds. So we caught the biggest leaf blower we could find, packed it in our luggage, brought it with us to Turks and Caicos, and set it up in the field. So basically the setup was a leaf blower, a wind speed meter, an experimental perch, which was just a wooden dowel, and then lots of netting and padding. And we filmed the lizards holding on as the wind speeds increased.
It's quite an image that you evoke. You're there with a leaf blower, basically trying to recreate a hurricane and launch lizards, hopefully not too far.
That's right. And we learned actually a couple of things. The first was that lizards, first and foremost, stayed on their perches. The second is they actually reposition themselves to be behind the perch, so kind of in the lee of the perch. But this left their back legs jutting out on either side of the perch, catching wind. And it actually gave us a really particular insight because we had a really surprising result when we crunched the numbers. We found that even though the arms had gotten longer, as we had predicted, the legs had actually gotten significantly shorter. We really didn't have any predictions for why this might be. But as we were watching the videos, we realized that as they were standing on these perches, their back legs, specifically their thighs, caught more and more wind like a sail, until eventually the back legs were often blown right off the perch, potentially giving us an explanation for why shorter hind limbs might be advantageous.
No lizards were harmed in the making of this experiment.
Exactly. All were safely returned back to their original point of capture after we were done.
So this fascinating trend with hurricanes, I know you only went back 6 weeks after your original visit, but grip your toes, shorter legs, are these traits going to be passed on to future generations?
That's an open question that we're really anxious to find out. It's entirely possible that this next generation is going to look a lot like the survivors that we had seen after the hurricane. It's also possible that this new generation will look like that baseline population that we had seen before the hurricanes. We're hoping to go back and investigate exactly that.
So I gather this is the first change to a species, at least that you know of, that's been documented after a hurricane. But there has been work showing that things like droughts and cold spells can spur natural selection. So I'm just wondering if you can give me a few examples of that.
Yeah, of course. So the famous example is Darwin's finches in the Galapagos with major changes to their beaks following drought conditions. But there was actually an even more recent study. Remember the polar vortex a few years ago? The polar vortex actually selected for lizards with an increased cold tolerance. So there's another example of selection due to an extreme climate event.
And does that suggest that lizards are, I don't know what species those were, but lizards generally are quite adaptable?
Well, lizards are a really useful study system, but I don't think these patterns are unique to lizards. I think we are going to be finding more and more examples of these kinds of dynamics playing out due to extreme climate events all over the animal kingdom and the plant kingdom, for that matter.
Colin Donahue, a postdoctoral researcher at Harvard, his research on anole lizards was published this week in the journal Nature. Colin, thanks very much.
Thanks. It was a pleasure talking with you.